Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lynn McLaughlin. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive towards short. Rosello reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biedner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McBride moves to third. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cardenal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Crawford strikes out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fairley hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morales. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Biedner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Biedner reaches second base with a double. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Biedner scores. Trillo moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rosello hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McLaughlin hits a line drive towards short. Rosello reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive towards first. Biedner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with McLaughlin covering, for the out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Madlock moves to second. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Biedner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Biedner hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-1 in the game. Crawford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. There goes Crawford trying to get to second. Morales throws the ball into Trillo, who tags Crawford for the out. It's Cardinals, 1, Cubs, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trillo is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Rosello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tyson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a line drive towards third. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crawford. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Cardenal goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Morales is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McBride is hit by the pitch. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes McBride. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. McBride steals second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Crawford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 2 in the game. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Harris now playing center field. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trillo bunts towards first. Fairly scoops it up and throws to first, with Tyson covering, for the out. Biotner moves to second. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosello is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosello is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 2 in the game. McLaughlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Biotner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Ray Burris. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Buddy Schultz now pitching. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harris hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crawford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Crawford reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. fairly hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Crawford scores. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tyson is 0-for-3 in the game. Tyson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Madlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morales for the out. 2 outs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biedner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-3 in the game. McLaughlin hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with McLaughlin covering, for the out. 1 out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swisher for the out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace pinch hits for Dave Rosello. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wallace hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.